Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, Peter here with Gamertag Radio. Day two. Just spend some strange time here in the Rebellion booth. I'm here with Ben Fisher from Rebellion. Just had some additional hands-on with Strange Brigade. I remember playing this game at last E3. I had a blast playing it. And wanted to talk to you guys about what we're playing here. And then, you know, obviously we'll get into a little more detail. So first and foremost, introduce yourself. Tell me what you do at Rebellion, and we'll go from there.
Sure. I'm Ben Fisher. I am a studio design lead at Rebellion.
All right. So we're playing Strange Brigade again, like I mentioned. What's new this year that wasn't around last year?
Okay. So last year we showed off kind of an extended fight sequence in the game more than anything. This time we've made sure there's a load of secondary options and a load of additional routes for the player to explore. So the game allows you to play it as a straight-up shooter if you want to, but also you can take your time and play it more like an adventure game. We were surprised by how much people enjoyed the tone of it, the humor of it, and we decided to really emphasize that this time around. So that's threaded right through the entire game, is leaning much more into that 1930s atmosphere. We've also found ways to make the game more explosive, more chaotic, because that's when the humor emerges in the gameplay.
Right, and that's one of the things that we noted last year when we played the game, was that it almost doesn't take itself too seriously, and I love that about this. So what else are we looking at? Obviously, we've got more characters that we're able to play with. Can you talk about the characters?
Sure. So we've got a range of four characters available at launch in Strange Brigade. The Strange Brigade itself is an international globetrotting team of adventurers that fight the undead and protect the world. We've got four characters to begin with, and with DLC packs, we will introduce more characters, and there's pre-order bonuses that introduce other characters as well.
All right, can you talk about the characters themselves? Obviously, you know, there's four of them. I'm looking at them right now, and I'll take a picture of them for our fans. So let's go through the characters. What are their abilities, or what do they bring to the table?
Sure, okay. So the characters that are in Strange Brigade by default are four of the strongest characters that we developed from the full stable of characters in the Strange Brigade. This game is set in a sort of Hollywood version of ancient Egypt, and therefore the characters are the characters that you would expect to go on that particular adventure. The Strange Brigade itself is founded in London, so a lot of the characters are British. The set of characters that we have to begin with are Nalangu, who's a Maasai spirit warrior. We have Frank, who is a red coat soldier. We've got Gracie, who worked in munitions factories during World War I. And we've got Archimedes, who's a scholar. Each of these characters has a special amulet that comes with different powers. And those amulets give them special attacks they can use against the enemies. So the amulets are bespoke to each character. And over the course of the game, you'll unlock new attacks in those amulets. They also bring unique personalities and perspectives to the adventure that the characters go on together.
And I remember playing Archimedes last year just because the name stood out to me. It's not something that you play or hear often in 2018. So, Archie. Okay. All right. So I don't recall there being those special abilities last year. Is that one of the things that changed?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we found that the way that people played encouraged us to want to put those special abilities in. Basically, as the fight gets more complicated, there's more bad guys to deal with, the game really comes into its own when you've got a load of different plates to spin. So the characters have grenades, they have special abilities that we've introduced since last E3.
All right. I notice we're playing on PlayStation, and there are some Xboxes here as well. Is there going to be any PC abilities?
Absolutely. So it's coming to Steam at the same time as it does on Xbox and PS4. There are enhancements for PS4 Pro and Xbox One X.
Fantastic. So native, or so we're going to be seeing 4K HDR, the whole thing?
Yeah, 4K output on PS4 Pro and Xbox One X, with improved draw distances and increased quality of shaders.
All right, fantastic. And when is it coming?
August 28th.
August 28th. Thank you very much, Ben, for taking your time out of your schedule. Go eat lunch. Go eat your strange lunch, I think is what they call it.
Yes, strange lunch. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Look forward to find out what that is.
All right. So have a great rest of your show. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.